What do you think we'll get up to tonight, Blue? You got any plans? If not, you know, I have a few ideas. I always got ideas, you know? I mean, I know we're probably going to do the usual, shoot some bad guys, try not to shoot some not so bad guys, find some supplies, help the needy, which is us, you know? Just saying, wouldn't hurt to have a few more caps to throw around, buy something nice once in a while. So what you thinking? Big bad heist? Shoot out with the synths? Maybe save a baby from mutants, or save a mutant from babies? You know, whichever makes sense anyway. 'Cause I'm just saying, if you don't have any ideas, big old brute like you, not a lot going around in that head of yours. I'm kidding. But I'm just saying, I have a few ideas. I heard a few things. I'm useful, you know? Not just a pretty reporter. I have value. Maybe not the break Raider's jaw kind of value, but hey, I have been known to knock a few knuckleheads around from time to time. Give them an old why I oughta. How about we do something different, Blue? Huh? Would be nice to have a change of pace. What if, and I know this sounds crazy, what if instead of gunfights with mutants and the Institute and your run-of-the-mill degenerates, I mean, other degenerates, not us. What if we have one single night where we just pretend the world is normal? Huh, Blue? What do you think? Now I know what you're thinking, but hear me out. It'll do us some good. We can't always spend every day running around almost getting ourselves killed. The soul needs to breathe, if you know what I mean. Let's spend some caps, and who cares? We can always go get more. You and me, we got this. We're a team. What if tonight we just have a night to ourselves and pretend to be real people with real lives, like in the stories? We could go to Diamond City, have a few drinks, maybe even some dancing? If you're up for it. Can you even dance? I bet you can. You can show me some of those old times moves, Popsicle. What do you think? Please? Please? Can we? Yes? Yes! Yes, 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 yes. Piper is going out on the town. Piper and Blue tearing up the city, showing everyone what they're missing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, you. You know, sometimes you can be a bit rough, but I see the softy in you. Don't worry, I won't tell anyone. Journalistic integrity, you know? Your secret is safe with me. Okay. This is great. Oh, yes. I'm so excited. Okay. Okay, I gotta get dressed. And you too. Go put on something nice. Not that thing you like to wear, you know. The other one. Wear that one. We're going to dress to impress. Oh my God, this is going to be so much fun. I can't remember the last time I just got to relax and have fun. Okay, I'm going to go back and change. Meet me at the dugout bar at 6 o'clock, mister. And don't you be late. And you better be showered and pretty. We are going on a date. Not a date. But you are going to have a night on the town. Yes. We are going to have a night on the town. Yes, yes, yes. The world is waiting. Did you see the look on that girl's face, Blue? Amazing. Everyone was looking at us. We were the talk of the town. You. Thanks, Blue. Thank you. This was nice. I really, you know, I really, really needed this. Thank you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to I just have to say, it's been a long time since I've had anyone I could count on. I never expected to meet you, so thank you for being the friend I could count on. I know we've been through a lot, and I just wanted to say, I really appreciate you. You make me feel like a real person. I haven't felt this way in... I don't know that I've ever felt this way before. No, shut up. I'm not drunk. Hey, I'm being serious. I just mean, you make me feel safe, Blue. You make me feel like I'm doing something worthwhile. I really like that. You don't know how much that means to me. Okay, enough sap. I know you can't handle it. What should we do? It's only 2 a.m. The night is young. You don't know. You're up for anything. Anything? Like... shut up, Piper. No, I'm just being silly. Sorry, Blue. Tell you what. Why don't we go grab a bottle of the finest radioactive wine that Caps can buy, and we head back to your place and see who can pick the better adventure. Remember that time with those chemed out raiders and the boss ended up shooting his own foot off because he thought it was a spider? Oh, Blue. We've had some good times. Nice place you got here, you big... you. Don't mind if I make myself at home. Want some wine? I'm definitely having some. Hey, I'll pour you a glass, but no funny business, okay? Oh, you. Hey, you know, you dressed up nice tonight. I might even say, just maybe, you're kind of cute. That is my journalistic opinion. So, what do you want to do? How about we turn on the radio and just relax? Snuggle up on the couch, play pretend? What do you say? Come on, treat a girl. Okay, what do you think? Diamond City Radio? Sounds good to me. And I'm just gonna lie down right here. Oops, almost dropped my glass. I'm gonna lie down right here. And you're gonna tell me a nice bedtime story. Something sweet. Like about a mutant dog that wears clothes and thinks he's human. Ah, this is nice, Blue. This is nice. We needed this. Thank you. Hey, can I ask you a weird question? And you promise not to act weird? Shh, no, just let me ask. Since you've been, unfrozen, have you ever, I guess what I'm trying to say is, when was the last time you, you know? What? Never? No way. Come on. You? Handsome guy like you, Blue? No way. Not once? Okay. No. Sorry. I know. I understand. I wasn't trying to embarrass you. I'm sorry. No. I mean, if I can tell you something off the record, I guess it's been a long time for me, too, if I'm being honest. That's a shame. Two beauts like us, tearing up the streets. Nothing in the sheets. Hey, I have an idea. No, shh. No, hey, I have an idea. What if, and this is a super secret, brilliant Piper idea, hot off the presses. Oh, and it's hot, all right. What if Mama just takes a tiny little peek and sees what the situation is. See if there's any trouble afoot. Shh. No, I'm doing this. You cannot stop me, mister. Let's just see what handsome Mr. Blue has underneath his... Oh. Oh my. Did you hide a bat in your pants there, Mr. Blue? Tell you what. Why don't we go grab a bottle of the finest radioactive wine that Caps can buy, and we head back to your place and see who can pick the better adventure. Remember that time with those chemed out raiders and the boss ended up shooting his own foot off because he thought it was a spider? Oh, Blue, we've had some good times. Nice place you got here, you big... you. Don't mind if I make myself at home. Want some wine? I'm definitely having some. Hey, I'll pour you a glass, but no funny business, okay? Oh, you. Hey, you know, you dressed up nice tonight. I might even say, just maybe, you're kind of cute. That is my journalistic opinion. So, what do you want to do? How about we turn on the radio and just relax? Snuggle up on the couch, play pretend? What do you say? Come on, treat a girl. Okay, what do you think? Diamond City Radio? Sounds good to me. And I'm just gonna lie down right here. Oops, almost dropped my glass. I'm gonna lie down right here. And you're gonna tell me a nice bedtime story. Something sweet. Like about a mutant dog that wears clothes and thinks he's human. Ah, this is nice, Blue. This is nice. We needed this. Thank you. Hey, can I ask you a weird question? And you promise not to act weird? Shh, no, just let me ask. Since you've been, unfrozen, have you ever, I guess what I'm trying to say is, when was the last time you, you know? What? Never? No way. Come on. You? Handsome guy like you, Blue? No way. Not once. Okay. No. Sorry. I know. I understand. I wasn't trying to embarrass you. I'm sorry. No. I mean, if I can tell you something off the record, I guess it's been a long time for me, too, if I'm being honest. That's a shame. Two buttes like us. Tearing up the streets. Nothing in the sheets. Hey, I have an idea. No, shh. No, hey, I have an idea. What if, and this is super secret, brilliant Piper idea, hot off the presses. Oh, and it's hot, all right. What if Mama just takes a tiny little peek and sees what the situation is? See if there's any trouble afoot. Shh. No, I'm doing this. You cannot stop me, mister. Let's just see what handsome Mr. Blue has underneath his... Oh. Oh my. Did you hide a bat in your pants there, Mr. Blue? Holy shit. I have got to get a good look at this thing.